Well, thank you very much. I wanted to share a personal joy that we're here again. So thank you so much for having us. My name's Jennifer Dempsey, and I run the Scarlet Sisters Circus. And I want to introduce some other cast members from my circus. If you guys could stand up real quick. We have Hannah, Caitlin, Joy, Morgan, Skaya, and Annie. Can you turn around and wave to everybody? But I also wanted to introduce other very, very important members of our circus, because without these people, it would not happen. Liam Kennedy, over there, wave. He's been a big supporter, including funding the flights for Sierra and her son to come over here this year. And also I wanted to recognize the Ventura family, or Juana and family back there, who served as a host family for the WAVE kids who were here last summer for an exchange. And of course, I'd like to thank Christina and her family for being such big supporters as well in cabarets and everything. Well, I got my start where I grew up in Fairfax, Virginia when I was 8. And all my, are you from Fairfax? And all my brothers and sisters and I were in a children's circus in our PE teacher. And little did I know where that was going to take me. I do come from an Irish-American family. I have Irish citizenship. When I was 21, I decided to go and explore my roots in Northern Ireland. And I got accepted to Queen's University. But as fate would have it, that lasted about a month, because I discovered the Belfast Community Circus. And what this was using circus as a tool for bringing children from all parts of the community together in an entirely new context, in a non-confrontational, creative, playful, trust-enhancing atmosphere through the circus, through circus skills. And it was real piecework in action. So I said, Thomas Hardy and Jane Eyre can wait. And I did join the circus and, join the University of Life and learned more there than I could ever imagine. What that circus did is it would go out to a Catholic neighborhood, Protestant neighborhood, do a circus workshop, and then on Saturdays bring those kids together in a central circus school. And so that's still going on. And then when I moved to Southern California in October 2001, the only thing I had was stilts on my back and a sister who lived here. So we started up the Scarlet Sisters Circus, and I knew that at some point, I didn't know how, but I knew at some point I wanted to bring Belfast kids over. And couldn't have done it without all the support that we've gotten, including this congregation. So through the help of Citizens Peace Builders at UCI as well, we brought 9 young people from Widows Against Violence. And there's Katie Hedinger. I didn't see you over there. She was our initial contact to the church. So, and what the Scarlet Sisters Circus does here is we teach workshops through the community. These are some of our community members. We perform at festivals, corporate events, Rose Bowl, grand openings, birthday parties, lots of birthday parties. These kids are doing a retirement tour of retirement homes throughout Orange County. And as we said last year, we hosted these children in Orange County, and Juana's family, Joy's family, Christina's family hosted several of the children. Well, this summer, we have brought over the youth leader of WAVE. Throughout the year, we've kept in touch. And we were lucky enough to have Saoirse and her son come over this summer for 8 weeks to continue the exchange. And she'll tell you more about that. Next summer, we're going to bring over hopefully 12 to 15 children from Northern Ireland again. And then this morning, I got an email from the Afghan Mini Children's Circus based in Kabul. So they are coming over next summer, and wanted to know, were we interested in collaborating with them, finding host families? And I said, absolutely. Talk to you later, because I was on my way here. So I thought that was very timely that I got that email just before I arrived here. So in the other room is a table with information about WAVE. Plus, I will have an email list for anybody who's interested in these projects. So you can send me your email and say, yes, I'm interested in sponsoring a child or buying a flight or hosting a child. So that's a little bit about me, and I'd like to introduce Saoirse now, Saoirse Johnston. from Widows Against Violence in Northern Ireland.
Hello, Jennifer already said, I'm Deirdre Johnson. I work for Wave Trauma Centre. It used to be an acronym known as Widows Against Violence, but as the organisation moved on, that has sort of, the name has stayed, but it doesn't just work with widows. Wave is a... Sorry. I'm nearly in the podium now. Wave is a grassroots cross-community organisation. We work with Catholics, Protestants. We work with children of security forces, and as you can imagine, in the conflict situation, that can be quite a hard job today. Wave was established in 1991.
Excuse me, I'm very old.
Speak up.
I'm very old.
The problem is when I start speaking up, I start speaking faster and you won't understand my accent. Okay. Is that a bit better? Okay. Sorry. Yeah. We've, as an organisation, we work with members from the Catholic community, Protestant community, and also members of security forces, which is quite a... Just going to hold it here. Yeah. Sorry. I'm new at the whole holding microphone thing. We work with Protestants, Catholics, and we're quite a special organisation because we also work with members of security forces, which is not something that usually be done in Northern Ireland. It's a totally cross-community organisation. Usually in Northern Ireland, when you say cross-community organisation, that means you do work across the community. We mean inclusive work. Our young people come from the community and come to us together. So it's not one side separated, we do it together. The organisation was established in 1991. I became a member of the organisation in 97 through my personal loss. My father was murdered due to the Troubles in 95. And I have worked in the organisation from 97 as a member, then started volunteering, and now I'm a paid member of staff. So I've came up through the organisation, and now I am working for the organisation and advocating on their behalf, hopefully. I'll just tell you a wee bit about my background. My father was murdered in 1995 when I was 16. He was buried the day before my 17th birthday, and it was outside our family home, which my family witnessed. I don't want to dwell too much on the fact about my father being murdered, because that's the stage in my life where I've moved on from, and it was a horrible thing to happen, and you know, I still carry it with me, my family still carries it with us, but I want to focus more on my future and the future that I can provide for some of the young people that I work with, because I see myself as a light that guides them towards better times, because I've been through the bad times, and they can sort of see that, and I empathise with the young people I work with greatly. I work with 5 to 25 year olds because I'm a youth worker, and there's adults in our organisation that do outreach with families, and that's how we have referrals. They go out and speak to the parent or the guardian, and then the parent or guardian say, well, what do you have for the young people? And then that's where my introduction comes along, and I go out and meet the families and tell them a bit about myself and about the programmes that we offer. We offer quite an extensive range of programs, through from personal and social development to cultural awareness, which is one of the reasons why we're here today, and why we've done the exchange program. We also do circus skills, as Jennifer has discussed, about bringing young people together and focusing on different aspects of working together as a team and working together inclusively. We're not focusing on mainstream activities. We're taking away and working on things that, you know, they're not used to doing, which takes a focus off their immediate life and their home life. We have been funded because of a lack of services there was in Northern Ireland. Although there's been a war in Ireland for, you know, you might as well 30, 40 years, the civil conflict has been going on, and there's been over 3,768, I think the statistics are, for bereavements. There isn't another number that has been recorded for people that have been injured or intimidated or had to relocate because of the problems in Northern Ireland. So as you can imagine, our organisation touches a lot of people. The Troubles have touched a lot of people in Ireland. But believe it or not, our organisation was established in 91 due to a lack of services for people in the Troubles. Now, 91 is, you know, not that long ago for some people, considering the Troubles have been ongoing for you know, or in 30 years, maybe more. So it is a fairly relatively new organisation, but in the last 10 years, our organisation has grown from one centre in Belfast, which was started in the front room of someone's living room in their house, where a group of women, widows, came together to discuss what they could do to help and support other people in their situation. We have now grown to 5 centres across Northern Ireland: Belfast, Balmoney, Armagh, Derry and Omagh. But saying that, as our organisation has grown, we've had to stretch our funding. We haven't received government funding. It's all private funding, donations and applying for grants. We have 5 centres and we only have 25 full-time staff to cover 5 centres, and 3 part-time staff. I myself am a part-time youth worker and I work in Belfast. Belfast is a large enough city to cover when you're working on your own. So a lot of our stuff is relied on volunteers and volunteers giving up their time. So that's why we were so excited when people in this country stretched across their hands and gave up their time for us to come over here and work with you. And that's why I'm back giving up some of my time volunteering in your country this year for 2 months. What else will we cover? Yeah, the books. Sorry, I'm just a wee bit. This is my first time speaking at a church, so forgive me. I want to, I suppose, there's a lot of information to cover that I don't feel I can give this morning. There's a lot of books and information I've brought along with me, because I'm conscious of your time and it's a Sunday morning and I'm sure you just want to relax at some stage. So I'll just finish off by saying please feel free to take some of our brochures, our newsletters that cover some of the activities that we do, and there's also information about courses we offer, and some of our courses can be, people just can come along to them if you're in Northern Ireland. If you want to come over and come to one of our bereavement and grief trauma counselling courses, you're more than welcome. And so I'd just like to thank you all for letting me speak to you this morning and finding a wee bit more about WAVE. Thank you.
Christine has given me the 5-minute warning sign, so Sierra should stay up here, because if anybody has any questions, we can answer them. Are there any questions?
I'd like to know if these advocates that were here last year, how they're doing, and can you tell us a little bit about how they...
So the kids were all doing well, very excited that I was coming over, and they've got all their fingers crossed because they want to come back next year, and I don't know how we could work that out because it's unfair to bring the same group over again. But they're very excited and they're starting to fundraise back home because they want to give some of the young people the opportunity that they have, which is great. They all send their love and kisses, and I think some of them are emailing the host families that they've been with, yeah, and writing letters. Yeah. Just to let you know, I had brought some people over with me. The young people last year, you know, that came over that were quite shy at the beginning and didn't want to put on costumes and stuff. Well, this year, they were in the Lord Mayor's Show in Belfast, which was a 150-year celebration in the city, and they paraded. They'd done a 2-mile parade in costume, full costume, doing their skills, and some of them are stilt walking. So they've came a long way from last summer where they didn't even want to put a costume on, and now they're jumping at the chance to get dressed up to go to a costume event or to go to circus skills, and they want to run their own shows, which is, it's great.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to have a comment about that. Remember, we worked together. You and I during the circus workshop last year, and the kids that were there really touched me, and I was inspired by the support that everyone gave, particularly your family, You know, and I wanted to find out what difference this made in the lives of the kids over there. So I went over there in January, and Saoirse arranged to have all the kids come around and see me. And we saw them in Belfast, and then we went over to, was it Ballymoney? Near Ballymoney. And the kids, I just want you, this is really something that lives with them now. They think about this a lot, and I think the importance that this is can't be stressed too much. It really does give them an opportunity to get outside of themselves and understand that there's a place where what I see behind here, we need not think alike to love alike. And I think that's what they got. They got love. So it's something I get very emotional about. But thank you very much, Saoirse. And everything you can do to support, it makes a difference, a true difference in the lives of these kids. Thank you. All right.
Let's say one more announcement, which I can let you know in the email, but on Sunday, August 6th, from 4 to 7, we'll be having a wave party celebration in Costa Mesa at the Harp Inn. It's an Irish bar. And we'll be having variety acts, and there'll be door prizes, and it'll be a lot of fun. So that's Sunday, August 6th, from 4 to 7 in Costa Mesa.
Are children allowed?
I think so. I think children are allowed. I'm pretty sure.